The council began in 2003, 2 years after the 9/11 attacks. It produced a Homeland Security strategy a year later, but officials, including Lori Getter of Wisconsin Emergency Management, say it's important to get feedback from Wisconsin residents in regards to addressing natural and man-made disasters.
Where do we go from here to ensure that first responders are adequately trained and equipped to make sure we're looking at areas such as food safety could be one area, and continue on with health preparedness and hospital preparedness and also other emergency management areas?
The draft notes that since 2000, 7 federal disaster declarations have been made for Wisconsin, including last summer's massive floods. Getter says because disasters happen so frequently here, it's important to get both officials and residents on board with the new plan.
Looking at the flooding last year, it impacted everybody in this state, whether it was your home that was impacted or your business or just being a member of the state wanting to help those people in need. So it's important to stay informed and take a look at this strategy. It covers all different areas from agricultural and health and emergency management, but also to justice and law enforcement and fires.
The draft can be found on Wisconsin's Office of Homeland Security website. The public comment period runs until March 9th. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.